Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and what's up? I tell you what, it's my fault. We were supposed to be hearing from Ahmad Hall. He has some great songs going. I mean, some great songs, too. And we were going to be featuring some of his songs while talking with him. And if I can just be honest, I messed up. And I'll tell you how I messed up. I messed up by some kind of way misplacing the contact information. I don't know how I did that. Ready to rock and roll, too. I'll tell you what, he really does have a great voice. We may be able to pull this off some kind of way. I don't know. But at any rate, let me let you hear a little bit of this.
The Bible says that we don't have to be weary in well-doing. Because in due season, we're going to reap if we faint not. Amen. Song says this.
On this journey
that we're in,
that we're in,
you got to endure.
Got to endure.
Till the end.
Till the end.
We get discouraged.
Endure till the end. You ever get tired? Feel like giving up? The key is to remember God is more powerful than all that comes against us. So instead of giving up, having a pity party, we need to ask God to give us more strength. Help us hang tough. All right, so I definitely want you to hear more of that. I'm hoping we'll be able to pull this off wherein, you know, some kind of way our guest and I will be able to connect. If it doesn't happen today, though, there will be other days, and we'll get it to happen. My apologies, everyone. I was really looking forward to that discussion, too. Okay, so here we go. We are not able to do that, so of course it's still Thursday. So let's go ahead and look into the future a bit as we continue to see what people have to say about automation and where the automators are taking us with regards to automation. Are you beginning to feel a little bit more comfortable with the direction that this is headed? Are you beginning to feel less comfortable? Are you maybe even feeling a little anxious? I tell you what, some of the stuff that they're doing is pretty good, but you know how we humans are. There are so many things that we can do, that we do actually, that bring so much good to so many. Think about a lot of the medical equipment. A lot of people were putting their heads together and inventing those things, and I mean, they have done us so much good. Think about the automobiles. The automobiles in and of themselves have been tremendous. It's just a little concerning where they're beginning to take the automobiles. Homes have been great. It's just, the fully automated home. And you notice how the more automation technology is put into the homes, the more convenient the homes become. But notice this, the more convenient the homes become for the people who live in them, the more convenient it becomes for the people who don't live in them to do things too. Well, taking a look at Pew's research, their surveys with regards to where we are when it comes to technology, automation, and what we're thinking about it, what we're feeling about it. A lot of their survey focused on the possible future impacts of automation, but A minority of Americans are already being impacted by the technologies in our own jobs and careers. And about 2% of Americans report that they've ever personally lost a job because their employers replaced their positions with a machine or a computer program. 2%. Another 5% report that they have ever had their pay or their hours reduced due to increased computer use and machine use. Do you think that we'll see those numbers begin to go up? And if so, in the distant future or in the near future? Taken together, it's telling us that roughly 6% of U.S. adults who report having been impacted by workforce automation in one or both of these ways. The youngest adults, ages 18 to 24, are among the groups who are most likely to have been personally impacted by workforce automation. And we can see why. I mean, they're growing up with computers. And I mean, we talk about how a lot of people, young people, just grow up using laptops and smartphones, etc. And so it's second nature, first nature for them. Is that good or bad? Is it neither good nor bad? People 18 to 24, among the groups most likely to have been personally impacted by workforce automation. How does this dovetail with job expectations, stagnant wages? For example, you know, one of the major complaints about wages over the last 30 to 40 years is that the wages that we're being paid have not been keeping up with the cost of living. Wages have been stagnant. So, that being the case, do you foresee the likelihood of wages going up as artificial intelligence comes into play more on the job site? Or do you see the likelihood of wages remaining stagnant as artificial intelligence becomes more prevalent on the job site? Do you foresee maybe even wages dropping even lower than they already are as a result of increased artificial intelligence use in the workforce, in the job market? People 18 to 24 most likely to have been impacted by workforce automation, and that's even more common than average among Latinos, part-time workers, and people who have relatively low household incomes. I tell you what, it's not cool at all. Wages, at a time that we are truly needing them to go higher, it looks like they may be coming down even more. Although they comprise a relatively small share of the population, these workers I just mentioned, Latinos, part-time workers, low household income workers, these who have been impacted by automation express strongly negative views about the current and future impact of technology on their careers. 46% of these workers feel that technology has decreased their own opportunities for career advancement. 34% feel that technology has generally made their work less interesting. How many of you enjoy going to a boring job? That can be so painful. I remember once, some years ago, I had a job that changed on me. When I first started the job, we were doing X, Y, and Z, and that job was so interesting. But over the course of several years, through just a series of events, really and truly, many of the things that I used to do, a number of the things that I used to do, I was no longer being called upon to do. And the very tasks that, for me, were the most mundane were the ones that I found myself handling the most. It was so boring that it was painful. Can you imagine that being your fate? 5 days a week, 6 days a week, 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week. You're going to your job, you're getting paid and you appreciate the pay, but the job is boring. And you have that for 2 weeks out of the year, 12 weeks out of the year, 30 weeks out of the year, 50 weeks out of the year, maybe 51 weeks out of the year. That's what you're doing. A job that does not interest you. And when we talk about the work being less interesting and decreased opportunities for advancement, shared by just 11% of the workers, 57% anticipate that their own jobs or professions would be mostly done by machines within their lifetimes, roughly twice the share among workers who have not been impacted by automation in this way. 28% who have not been impacted by automation say, hey, things are cool. It's going to be all right. 57% who have been impacted expect to be impacted even more going down the road. All right, let's take a look at this some more when we come back. How many of you have any concerns about your career?
Till the end. We get discouraged.